Back in this country, Democratic presidential contender John Kerry today made his first appearance with his new running mate, North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
Today, we're embarking on a new journey together, not for us, but for our country. A journey to make our country all it can be, to make it stronger here at home, and once again, respected and influential in the world.
Kerry and Edwards are on a multi-state tour today that begins in Ohio and will end Saturday in North Carolina. Slate and day-to-day political analyst Will Salatin has been doing what he does best, and that's analyzing politics. Today he looks at Kerry's selection of Edwards. Hi, Will.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, you write that Edwards is the best salesman for the Democratic policies, but Kerry is the best product for the Democratic side. What do you mean by that?
Well, I had this argument with my wife during the primaries. I said, you know, Kerry is a lousy candidate. He's stiff. He walks around like a cardboard cutout. He talks like a senator with all these qualifiers and these sentences that go on and on. He just can't relate to people. Nobody's going to hear what he has to say because they can't relate to him. Edwards has all that stuff. He's a great salesman. He's young. He's good looking. He's a terrific speaker. He has lots of very lively body language, and he knows how to put everything in language that a normal person can understand. He doesn't talk like a senator. He talks like your neighbor. My wife said, yeah, but when you look at Edwards' career, there's nothing there. He's only been in the Senate for a few years. You know, before that, he was a lawyer. He'll just get his clock cleaned when the Republicans start hammering him. On the other hand, Kerry obviously is loaded with experience in national security and foreign policy. He has all that presidential gravitas. Plus, he's a veteran. He's got this great biography. So maybe what happens with this ticket is that Democrats take the guy who can talk, which is Edwards, and have him sell the guy who has the great biography and all the great experience, which is Kerry. That would be the ideal combination for the Democrats.
But do you think you can reduce it to sort of a style versus substance ticket? Edwards has the style, Kerry the substance?
Well, you know, the rap on Edwards is that he doesn't have substance, that he's just, you know, a pretty face. And I think that is unfair to him. During the primaries, Edwards said a lot of things in ways that made sense, you know, not just because he's slick, but because he is smart. He was very good at putting things together. And, you know, a couple of examples, he talked this Two Americas message that he gave. You know, people often dismiss these things as slogans, that they're meaningless, but that it meant a lot. He sort of combined a lot of issues, education and healthcare, and the feeling that a lot of people have that they're playing in one system while you know, very wealthy people are able to have a better system of healthcare or education, which is basically true. You know, and the other message that Edwards had in the primaries, which I thought was very important and which Kerry has picked up from him, was a message about wealth versus work. I mean, Edwards would go on and talk about Republican tax policies, cutting the estate tax, cutting the capital gains tax, cutting the dividend tax. What he pointed out was that all these tax cuts took the burden off of people who were getting passive income, not working for it, and were putting it on the backs of the folks who go out and, you know, sweat 8 hours, 10 hours a day. And so it took a message that for Democrats used to be about redistribution and made it about the work ethic, made it a conservative cultural issue.
You know, a lot has been made that this is sort of a geographical balance. You've got the northern liberal and the southern populist, I suppose. But Edwards, during the primaries, he only won his state in the South. So is it realistic to think that having Edwards on the ticket will actually mean more southern states for the Democrats?
Well, Edwards grew up in and has experience in this swath of three southern states. You know, started off in South Carolina, went to school in Georgia, ended up in North Carolina. And, you know, presumably he would help Democrats to some extent in those states. Now, South Carolina is completely out of their league. North Carolina, they probably can't get. Georgia, he might put that in play. You know, more importantly, he'll make Republicans fight in some southern states. Those states will be closer than they otherwise would be. But I think where Edwards really helps is in the Midwest, where he talks about working class issues, particularly about trade, jobs being outsourced overseas. Those are issues that play well in the Midwest. And when you look at the states that Edwards won or did very well in the primaries, states like Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, you know, I think he helps a lot in those areas.
Now, the Bush campaign was quick to issue a long negative critique of Edwards. What's the main line of attack against him going to be?
Well, they've said three or four things about Edwards, most of which I think will not go anywhere. You know, the first one is that he's really, Edwards is really Kerry's second choice. John McCain was the first choice. You know, this is the kind of charge that is such inside baseball. No ordinary person really cares, you know, that there was some overture through the newspapers that Kerry was reaching out to McCain. They're going to see Edwards as Kerry's guy. You know, the next charge is that Edwards is a liberal. I think it's going to be harder to sell Edwards as a liberal than it would have been to sell Dick Gephardt, the alternative, or some of the other choices that Kerry could have made. They're going to say Edwards is a trial lawyer. But that there's a big difference between the way, you know, a classic sort of, you know, businessman, Republican, stalwart views trial lawyers and the way ordinary people do. To a lot of ordinary people, a trial lawyer is someone who represents you against big corporations, and Democrats will be very happy to milk that theme.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatan. He writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thank you, Madeline.